You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now, 55 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, Utah officially has its own NHL team. The sale of the Coyotes approved for Jazz owner Ryan Smith about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Things are moving fast. Deposits are already being placed for season tickets. The marquee at the Delta Center is welcoming the new team. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy.
Jeff, the team will have their first game here in October at the Delta Center. The arena's banner now reads in big, bold letters, NHL in Utah. The Smiths paid $1.2 billion for the team. Smith asked fans for name suggestions just 10 days ago, and now he's going to have to come up with a name. He told the NHL in an interview that he'll take his time, get it right, but several names have already been trademarked, including the Utah Blizzard. Also, Smith has now publicly said for the first time that he plans to renovate the Delta Center. Smith has already applied for what's called a revitalization zone with the city. That'll raise taxes, sales taxes in the city, and that'll help pay for part of those improvements. Reporting live in downtown, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Former Coyotes owner Alex Marullo says this isn't the last of his team. Yes, they're moving to Salt Lake City, but he's secured the right to reactivate the franchise within 5 years if he has a state-of-the-art arena. Then he can resurrect the Phoenix Coyotes, but it'll be a different team. So what will the Utah something or others look like? KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens told me a short time ago, this team's going to be pretty good.
We have 13 of the 22 players under contract for next season, including both goaltenders, phenomenal American-born center named Clayton Keller, just some great players. The goaltender, you know, I'm a goalie, so I always notice the goalies. We have two phenomenal goalies that
Jay says 13 of the Coyotes players are under contract. They're coming along with the draft picks, the prospects, their operations, and all the equipment on their way to Salt Lake City to play this fall. Our friends at the KSL Sports Zone are in celebration mode today. Hans and Scotty G fired up the cool in the gang to share what they think is an historic day.
We have arrived. We have two Big Four major professional teams here in the state. Celebrate this bad boy. Let's go.
Hallelujah, man. We have been in this market on air for 18 and 20 plus years, and we've never had an opportunity to introduce an actual Big Four. So being able to introduce the NHL to Salt Lake City and be on air for this moment is incredible.
Their full reaction is on their podcast, which you can find at kslsports.com. We're learning more about the arrest of a popular hip-hop artist, Youngboy. The rapper was arrested at his mansion in Huntsville on Tuesday while under house arrest. Official documents say the rapper, with tens of millions of monthly listeners, is a suspect in a large-scale prescription drug fraud ring. The FBI had also identified him as the leader of a street gang in Louisiana. A jury has now been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, 12 jurors have been selected, putting the trial on track for opening statements as soon as Monday. Once again, before leaving the courthouse today, Mr. Trump railed against the case.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Now, the former president faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. Republican infighting continues in the U.S. House of Representatives, where a small group is working to oust their speaker. But some Republicans, like Representative Mike Lawler, say the motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson is idiotic.
I think it's wrong, and I think there needs to be consequences for it.
Far-right Republicans are upset with Johnson's attempts to provide aid for Ukraine without tying it to U.S. border security. And the FAA says it will investigate a near miss today between two packed airplanes at Reagan National in Washington, D.C. The scary moment caught by liveatc.net when a controller yelled for the Southwest pilots to stop seconds from disaster.
Stop! Southwest 2937, stop! We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
Federal officials say another traffic controller cleared a JetBlue flight to take off just moments after a different controller cleared a Southwest plane to taxi across the same runway. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
The STEP team we told you about last month, Utah's only STEP team, is hoping the community can step up and the students can make it to the big show.
Miss Tiffany Rasmussen got the invite for her students to represent their heritage by performing at a multicultural event next month.
Since you ran the story, we've had a lot of invites and we're really excited to do them. But since we are a club and not an official team, the school cannot provide any funding.
Many of her students who turn to STEP as a way to feel part of the school are children of refugees and can't afford the dancewear. Miss Rasmussen has gone out of pocket herself to help, but hopes those who can could donate to their GoFundMe.
We're hoping to get enough funds so that we can get some African wear for them to perform.
You can find the campaign on our Instagram story. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look Traffic. Ricky Meese is here. So how are we doing now?
We still have a lot of delays left on the drive, plus a new crash. It's in Davis County, southbound I-15, 1500 South Woods Cross. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news. Have you heard this new sort of Beatles song? My minute of news is on the way. Next, stay here.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.